Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the final day of Exotica Edison, New Jersey. We are here live at the Bees After Dark booth with all the pleasure products. This show is brought to you by Bees After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything on the web. And I'm your host, Miss B, the Toy Lady. We had to cut today's show short because of everything that's going on. So we're only doing a 45-minute show. But in these 45 minutes, we're going to just be giving you some highlights of the show, telling you what's been going on. Sit back and talk. You know, I know you guys are used to me being hyper and crazy and acting a fool, and we're just going to take a chill pill, you know, last day of the show, and we're going to relax for the next 45 minutes. What I'm telling you is that remember that you can always get your pleasure products at Bees After Dark at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook at Bees After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. You can find everything from your cock rings to your lingerie to your bullets. That's right. We have it all, and we've got it going on. We have to apologize. I have to apologize for not having a voice today because we've been acting so crazy. But we've had so much fun. And one of the things that we've been doing is we've been talking to different people and just letting them know what we're doing and what we're out here doing. But remember that if you want to learn how to have a threesome without a third person, come check out my seminar at the Embassy Suites. Hey, guests, welcome to the show. I see that you're up in the chat room, baby. Thank you for listening in. Remember, it's no charge to follow, and you can chat with me while I'm live. Make sure you listen to me. Tuesday, I will have the beautiful, sexy Rita Davis on the show. That's right. She's going to be up in here with me. And this woman, I've had a chance to hang out with her for the past 3 days. And I'm telling you, beautiful personality, beautiful woman, beautiful everything. And definitely, she's going to be having a conversation with me. This show is normally aired for those of you who is there. This is your first time listening on Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, that is our regular scheduled time. We gave you a special feature this week with the 3 days of Exotica. Like I said, we only got 45 minutes today for the simple fact we're closing up today. It's going to be hype, hype, hype. We've got a lot of issues going on around us as far as loudness and sales, and we wanted to let you know we really appreciate you listening in and talking to us. And I can tell you that this is going to be such a fun time. Like I said, you've got me for the next 45 minutes giving you the highlights of the show. One of the things I can tell you, we have had the pleasure of being across from Robert Owl. We've had a chance to see her perform and be next to her. We've got a chance to go to the Exotica Dungeon, one of the best places that is to hang out. I even had a chance yesterday to get a foot massage. Now, I didn't get just a regular foot massage. This person is called a foot slave, and this is all they do is they pamper and take care of your feet. And Mr. Sick, who's been on my show in the past, was nice enough to ask her slave to let her slave do my feet. So we had a nice time yesterday, and we had fun. And we just did everything that we could yesterday and getting everything going. And I want to let you know that we had so much fun. And like I said, I got a chance to watch Rubber Doll and see her going on. And we are across from the Naughty App Shop, and they did a app for us yesterday. So we're going to be checking out that app and seeing everything that's going on because I think we may get it. But for those of you who don't know, I also support all my other toy companies that are here. And the Toy Closet is one of those. And Cherry, Twisted Cherry, I want to give a shout-out to both those companies because, like I said, we're all here for the same thing, to make your life more enjoyable. That's what I know y'all said. Am I being paid for advertising? No, I'm being paid to have fun. How many people can say they get up in the morning, go to work, and all they get to do is talk about sex, sex, and more sex? I mean, seriously, I get to hang out for 3 days and hang out with all these beautiful people. Like I said, we had Jenna Jameson all up in here yesterday. We've got the spotlight going on. We've got Jules Jordan video. The club spotlight is where you've had some of the most beautiful people. Got a chance to talk to Sarah J yesterday. Got a chance to walk around, and we got a chance to build a real touch. When I say I've been checking out products, too, because just because I'm the tour lady, that don't mean I don't want to see what somebody else got. And see, over the Naughty App shot, they waving to me because I got them to get some toys. They were having fun with toys, too, just like I was at the Gorillas booth, and I got the Gorillas people to get them bullets. That's right, we're pushing bullets over here at the Bees After Dark booth. And one of those things we're telling everybody is we're having fun, and we're going to be acting a stone-cold fool. And if you've never, ever been to Exotica, they already have the schedule posted. So guess what? You guys, you're in for a treat because we already know what we're going to be. That's right. We got a chance to confirm while we were here that we are definitely going to be in Atlantic City in April. And we're going to be in Chicago in July. And one of the things that we wanted to know, we're trying, you know, let me give you them dates for Exotica next year. So I'll let you know where we're going to be next year for Exotica, because we've got April and we've got July going on. Let me tell you about the dates for Exotica next year. We've got all this going on. We've got a couple of locations. The Atlantic City and Chicago is definitely going on. We've got, with those states, we're already locked in. We do not know if we're going to come back to Edison. Edison is still a question mark, but it will be Atlantic City. It'll be Atlantic City, Chicago, and Fort Lauderdale. Those are the three locations that we already have. We already know for sure that they're doing those locations. And like I said, I'm going to give you in just a second those dates so you can mark your calendar so you can come have fun with us on them dates, because you want to be prepared just like the rest of us on what's going on and how we're doing it. That's right. We want these dates so that you will know where to come see us at next year. We haven't got our booth confirmed, but we definitely got our dates confirmed. Just so you know, we'll be in Atlantic City at the Trump Taj Mahal, April 11th through the 13th, and the Fannie Awards are going on, so that's going to be a really great show. The Fannie Awards are the only awards that are given to the industry from the fans. That's right. You guys get to vote on it, so you might want to check that out. And make sure you find out about the Fannie Awards. Go to thefannies.com, and they'll let you know all the information of the award show for next year. And for the Exotica Expo, go to exoticaexpo.com. That's right. Like I said, we've already locked in. We're going to be at the Trump Taj Mahal April 11th through the 13th next year, and we're going to be in Chicago. And for those of you who don't know about that Chicago show, that is the show where we have fun. And I can tell you, with all that fun that we have, we like to mess with people. So if you've never been to the Bees After Dark booth, this is the time you come around and you just see how stupid we be acting and how crazy. And when I say stupid, I don't mean stupid, stupid as in literally stupid. But we have fun. We act crazy. See, Exotica is the one place where you're allowed to barely be dressed. When I say I've seen the slaves walking around, now if you don't know what a slave is, these are people who have agreed to be submissive in their life, and they have people who take care of them and tell them what to do. You know, I haven't been able to, you know, last time somebody was telling me what to do was when I was little, but, you know, to each their own, because believe me, getting that foot massage, that was a fabulous thing. We've also had the chance to hang out with Evan Stone. He's been walking around giving hugs to people and talking to them and letting them know everything that's going on. And I can tell you that we've been having so much fun with it and everything. And we've got the Dick Straws up in there. The Dick Straws, I'm live on the air. How you doing, sir?
What are you there for?
It is a straw. And we tell everybody, this is the beauty of being live on the air, you know, because I don't have a regular mic on my hand, so nobody really knows that I'm on the radio. And it's funny, because when they look, they're like, what are you doing? And what's going on? And that's why I said, we're doing the chill thing today. I'm not dancing around. I'm not being hyper. I'm not acting a fool. You know, I'm just being calm and talking to people and letting them know, hey, this is what we do. We're here. Like I said, it's Sunday. You know what? I know some people say, why Sunday? Why don't they end it on a Saturday? Why not end it on a Sunday? We start on a Friday, we end on a Sunday. Why not end on a high note? Oh, my God, I see a slave walking around. It looks like some people are getting their ass beat today. Yeah, because I see the girls walking around, and it looks like they're getting ready to get their ass beat. When I say get their ass beat, yes, literally, I mean get their ass beat. There are people here who like pain, and they love the way it feels, and they've got people giving it to them. I can tell you we're having fun, and it makes everything so much better. Like I said, I'm having fun. I know you hear my voice, and you're like, she's not hyper. This isn't the beat that we're used to. Well, guess what? You get a chance to get me back on Tuesday night. And with all that you get on Tuesday night, you get all of me with my wildness and my craziness and, like, odd wow. And I'm going to give you the highlights. I mean, that's the great thing. I'm going to give you the highlights of what's going on, and we're going to be talking, and we're going to be acting a fool. But one thing that I'm not going to do is I'm not going to divulge that little secret because they don't know, but we got an announcement going on at 2 o'clock here. And with that announcement, it's going to be some happy-ass people. That means real happy, because you never know what's going on. That's right. While we got everything going on, we got people walking around because they know it's the last day, and they know that people want to just talk about different things. But I'm letting you know that you should see what I'm looking at now. Rita Daniels, I'm going to have a real conversation with her on Tuesday night. But she got on these pantyhose, like I'm loving at her shoes. That's the beauty of it. I have seen so many shoes. I've seen so many outfits. I swear, one day when I lose all this fucking weight that I'm going to get back into some of these beautiful-ass clothes that they're wearing. I'm telling you, makes a bitch know that she got to go on a diet. So me and the doggone food cannot meet each other no more. And I'm, you know, I've been on a seafood diet for quite a while. I've seen food, and I've been eating that shit. Well, you know what? After being around all these women, and especially being over here by Rita Daniels and Sally D'Angelo, oh, my God, these women make me feel so bad. I look at them, and I'm like, oh, my God, what are you, a size 2? And, I mean, I'm not talking about the size 2 where you say I'm going to pick my teeth. I'm talking about size 2 with nice-ass bodies. And that's just how it is. And like I said, it's cute as hell. Because Rubber Doll, she's flexible. She makes me want to go learn how to do the splits because I done seen her spread her legs so many times. I was like, oh, damn, what's going on, you know? Because she done spread them, and she did them real cute. And I'm like, how'd she do that? And then she got up on the stage, and she was, like, blowing some shit out at people. I could tell you that I'm liking being next to Rubber, across from Rubber Doll. And we've had Pinky up in the house. Pinky has been next to us all weekend. And I could tell you, shout out to Pinky. She agreed to do an on-air interview with us here while we were live on site, and we had technical difficulties where we just weren't able to do it. And you know what? Shout out to Pinky, because that is the one thing. You know, it is so hard to get people to agree to do the interviews on site because they're dealing with fans, they're taking pictures, and getting that on-the-spot interview is one of those things I gotta tell everybody. Thank you for all of the stars and the entertainers that agreed to come on air with us while we were here. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, all I could do is apologize for the technical difficulties that we had while we were here with our roving mic and everything else. But believe me, I will be getting to you guys later on after the show, and you guys can come with me like I come for everybody on Tuesday nights. That's right. When I say I'm coming, we'll be coming on Tuesday nights for you live, back on our normal time and date at 9 p.m. to 11 Eastern Standard Time. But now that we have gotten 15 minutes into our show, you know, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to let you know that sit back, listen to the music, and I'll be back in just a second.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm out of my mind. got a big machine, man. So hit me up when you're passing through. I give you something big enough to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you're drag casual. I mean, it's all old time there. I'm a 100 years not there. When I pull up on that, let you pat me back. I'm nothing like your leg. Yeah, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it, cause you been pimp.
Detroit, you've seen her at Exotica Chicago, Atlantic City, and Edison, New Jersey. You've heard her on her radio show, V's After Dark. Now, for one day only, Miss V, the toy lady, will be in Detroit to teach you how to have a threesome without a third person. Saturday, October 26th, Miss V will be at the Embassy Suites in Southfield, Michigan. Each attendee will receive a free gift at the end of the seminar. Tickets are only $25 and available at thetoylady.com/events. That's DATOYLADY.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
Okay, hey, we're back. We're down to the last 25 minutes. That's not what I said, the next show. And, oh my God, you know, we got a little things going on in here, but we're back and we're on the air, and I'm going to tell you, you're listening to V's After Dark Radio with your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and we're down to our last 25 minutes here at Exotica, and what we're doing today is we're going to be just doing a little chit-chatting, and we're going to be talking to people, and we're going to be messing with people, and we're going to have everything clear, because people don't really understand some of the things that we be saying, and everything else. But what I'm going to do is the next show. Not this show, the next show. And you know, this is what I love about Tata Beauty, because when we have conversations, sometimes our conversations that we have, we misinterpret our shows when we be talking, because we were talking about some stuff that we're doing when we go to Atlantic City, and it was thought that it was going to be this show instead, but you know, when we were talking, that's how things happen. It was a misunderstanding. But you know what? That's the beauty of it, because when we say we're going to do things, we have meetings before our shows, and we talk about different things, and sometimes that we don't have everything going on right. So, you know, it's just those misunderstandings that happen, and, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, when you have a meeting for the show, it's kind of crazy, and everything else is going on. And it's crazy when you're doing. And let's see this. Now, for those of you who know that I am a Lions fan, and apparently I was just given the Lions score. And what minute?
It's 0-0.
Okay. Oh, it's 0-0. I'm sorry. See, and I can't hear the game because I'm live on the air, but apparently the word that I got was that Detroit are getting their ass kicked, and we're not happy with Detroit getting their ass kicked, even though the score is still 0-0. So for all you Lions fans out there, yes, I'm a Lions fan, and damn, there's food walking up in my damn booth. oh my God, every time I turn around, I see food or something. But it's cool because we're like, it's the last day. But now y'all got the update on the football game. Anybody want to tell me what the Tigers did last night? And apparently the Packers just went in the red zone, so we got that craziness going on. You know, all the little things that I get told about while I'm on the air. You know, nice distractions like the Lions game. But it's cool because we got 20 minutes left on the air with you, and we're going to be making a big announcement next week, big announcement. I mean, not next week at 2 o'clock. And if you guys know anybody who's here at Edison, they need to come over to Exotica. That's right. We're going to be making an announcement at 2 o'clock. And it's going to be some happy people up in here. Because, wow, blueberry muffin. That looked good. But you know what? We're going to be doing some of everything with the muffins and everything else. But we got 20 minutes left. And like I said, today is our chill day, you know. This is the day we're going to relax. 20 minutes left on the air. We ain't got to worry about too much, you know. We're going to be heading on the road after this show, heading back to Detroit. But we're going to have so much fun with everything that's going on. And just say, hey, and whoa. But that it is what it is. We're going to have fun. And I know you guys, again, are wondering, if you're listening and you're like, why is she talking? Why is she not having a guest? Why is she just repeating herself? Well, you know what? 3 days of being in Edison, New Jersey with some of the nicest people. One thing I'm going to say is that I've been hearing some very nice people since I've been here in Edison. You know, we stayed at the Embassy Suites, and I can tell you that I've had breakfast every single morning, a damn good breakfast every morning. Now, y'all know that I shout out those who take care of us, and Exotica takes care of us. We got up in here, got everything set up. This convention center is beautiful. Plenty of space. We're not bumping into each other. It's just a fabulous and great thing that we've got going on here. And we're just having so much fun. And like I said, you may say we sound a little dead. Well, you know what? It's not that we're a little dead. We're just a little tired. Wow. And I'm looking like I see a couple of people getting, I've got a couple of people being tied up together. Now, the beauty of our booth where we're located, we can see the dungeon from where we're at. And I'm looking over at the dungeon, and there are two people who look like they're being tied up together. Now, I don't know what else they're going to do when they tie them up, but they've already started with the bondage and everything else, and there's a crowd getting over there. So it must be really going on, because I see people really going, and they're like, wow. When I say that the bigger the crowd, the less I can see. But it's two people being tied up together, so that's kind of scary and interesting, because everything is going on over there. And let's see if I can move a little bit farther, because let's see, they've got some people getting their ass, I think somebody's getting their ass beat too. So I can tell you that we are watching everything, because it's whatever is going on. I think some people are getting whipped and some other things. So definitely, with these last 19 minutes, we're having fun. And if y'all say, wow, she's not yelling like she normally is, we finally were able to pick a time to do the show where it wasn't extremely loud around us, you know, and we're making sure that we have everything going on and just... I just danced over and saw something that's like, okay. And... you know, just enjoying ourselves. Like I said, the show just started at noon. I came on with you guys at 1 o'clock because I wanted to just say, hey, we're here, we're having fun, and that we want you to know that we will be in Atlantic City. That's right. Those days are already out there, and I can tell you, when the dates come out this far in advance, it's able to make plans and it's able to work with them. And I can tell you that I love when we're out early and when we're doing things. I'm not as hyped as I normally am, but I can tell you that I know that everything comes in time, and it's just, I think that, you know, as we're winding down and there's a few things going on, okay, I guess they started early. I've seen, oh, and I got to give a shout out to Edison PD because they have been up in here the whole time now. I don't know how other people do, but I can tell you that the police have made their presence known, so I don't know why anybody would do anything, but definitely they have, you know, it's a couple of things, like I said, have happened that we weren't aware of while we've been on this. You know, while we've been here, we had the police walking around one day looking. I think they was looking for somebody, whatever that person was. We were having fun. And, oh, my God, see, while I'm live on the air, see, the beauty, I'm all right, sweetie. I'm still live on the air on the radio. So what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Just chilling. I'm going to come see you at 2 o'clock because I got a big announcement for everybody here at Exotica.
We want to get you on stage. We want to get you on stage dancing for everybody taking your clothes off.
Oh, hell no. I don't take my clothes off, sweetie.
Oh, no, no,
no. No,
oh, okay.
No.
All right.
You know, no clothes off. That's what y'all see with the shit I got to go through when I come
I
to Exotica.
I know. Did you see the girl yesterday in the couple girls in the contest yesterday when I had them on stage doing a tour competition?
You know what? I'm not getting into that.
No.
And see that sign?
Yeah.
On the air?
Oh, yes.
Live right now?
Live.
On Blog Talk.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yes, I'm on Blog Talk right now.
I like Blog Talk.
I've been competing with you guys. You know, it's like y'all guys, I go on the air, you get loud, I get loud, y'all get loud, I get loud. You ever tried doing a radio show when you're competing against big-ass speakers?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so, yeah, my whole studio is here. Like I said, I'm on countdown. I got 16 minutes left on the air. I'm live and I'm talking. And I don't even have my phone in my hand. Can you believe that shit?
That's cool. I like that. Right,
but I'll be coming to see you at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. That's right. We're talking live to the people here at Exotica because we let them know. We're going to be making announcements and everything. And it's beautiful when they can say, wow, we did not know you was on the air here. You know, so we kind of let everybody know we having fun doing our thing. Then you guys know, oh, that's what's going on. There was a water emergency going on. I'm not mad. I'd rather the police have a water emergency versus a donut emergency. It's nice to see them getting water. And that's why I can tell you, SMPD is watching it. Tata Beauty is over here losing her mind. So that was like a good look. So I'm thinking maybe the lion's kind of fucked up or something. I don't have my red zone notices up. So if anybody wants to shoot me a message and tell me what the score is with the Lions or if we're getting our ass beat, let me know. But I can tell you we're having fun and, you know, just playing games. You know, I get to mess with the people here. Like I said, I got Rubber Doll over here, the dungeon going on. It's an ass being beat. That's what's going on. This chick is getting her ass beat with her clothes on. She better be glad they didn't make her take her underwear off her skirt off. Because they normally have them take their skirt off. They get the bare ass. So they're being nice to her. And like I said, the app store, and it's called Naughty App Shop. I keep saying app store. The Naughty App Shop. They're making apps and everything. And just doing different things. All I can say is that, you know, with all these sexy people around me, I don't know what to do. You know? Do you sit here, do you grab a booby and squeeze, or do you look and say, damn, wow, they're putting sheets on them over there. They're really tying them up together. I don't know what type of bondage that is. That's kind of scary over there in the dungeon. That's why you guys need to come to Exotica. It's one of those fun things that we do. But you know what? We've been talking to the people because we said that Detroit needs an Exotica. They don't be hearing me, but I'm like, I think we got a lot of freaky-ass people in Michigan. I think if they put it in Michigan, you will get a whole lot of freaks out there. We probably see some real people, because I'm telling you, they got some freaks here, but you know, a lot of people don't like coming to the Midwest. They come to Chicago, but they won't come every place else. And we know we got the sexy Vicky from Twisted Cherry walking around. She letting them boobies hang out today. Haven't seen that in a while from Vicky, but that's right. I see the different people walking around. Because the vendors, we get a chance to walk around also. We take, you know, a chance and have fun with people and kind of mess with them and let them know how we're having fun, that we're doing different things. But I can tell you that it's kind of crazy and wild and, you know, lots of fun. And, you know, we got Rubber Doll to act the fool over here because she got all her stuff on and she got them boobies hanging out again today. So it's going to be fun with her. And I'm loving her fishnets. I swear she's got to be about a size 0 with all that. But it's one of those things where I think I could talk to you guys for another 10, 15 minutes. And I think I'd have fun with you for that 10 or 15 minutes. Wow, and we got people sneezing up in the booth. I'm getting some crazy looks. So I can tell you that we've been having fun and doing everything else. All I can say is wow and wow and wow. That is the beauty of it. And I guess I got attitude going over for me. So the Lions, you know, getting the Lions update is just like, why? Why am I getting a Lions update? Because all I'm doing is getting kind of upset and everything else listening to this update. But I'm okay with that. Wow, I'm jealous. Rubber Doll got a heater in her booth. That's the thing. She got a heater with her. So I ain't even mad at her. You know, I think we should have brought us a heater. Oh, my God. Now they got Evan Stone up on stage. Ain't no telling what the hell he got on today. I think that looks like...
another cool outfit.
Yeah, I'm looking at this here outfit. I looked up on the stage, and I don't know what the hell Evan Stone is wearing, but that shit is crazy. Do we really want to know what he's wearing? He ain't got no damn good sense. I swear he is crazy. Crazy as hell. And entertaining. Oh my God. He is just entertaining and crazy as hell. Now he's tripping. So. Oh wow. Do you guys really want to hear me talk for another 13 minutes? Was 10 minutes? I've lost track of time, but I can tell you that it is wild, wild, and wild. So, 10 minutes, we're going to have fun. We're going to be acting a little silly. I think I might go buy some food. They giving out fries around here, so you know how that goes. But because it's the beauty of being here, I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to let you guys sit back and listen.
Detroit, you've seen her at Exotica Chicago, Atlantic City, and Edison, New Jersey. You've heard her on her radio show, V's After Dark. Now, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be in Detroit to teach you how to have a threesome without a third person. Saturday, October 26th, Miss V will be at the Embassy Suites in Southville, Michigan. Each attendee will receive a free gift at the end of the seminar. Tickets are only $25 and available at thetoylady.com/events. That's DATOYLADY.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
Looking on your pearl, I wanna see you.
mama gave me put some dick in your world. Work that clit, come girl. Come girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet. Work that, let me see your drip sweat. Come girl, I'm trying to get your pussy wet. Work that, let me see your drip sweat. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Don't play with it. Work that clit, come girl.
I don't know it, let me see it from the back.
How the hell am I going to get y'all ass hot and wet on a Sunday afternoon? That's how we do it. If I got to be an Exotica around all this sexiness, you get to be listening to me tell you how to do it. And we've got Evan Stone with a female up on stage. I think that they might be getting busy up there on that stage right now. And, hey, I ain't mad. What better place to get it done in public than here at Exotica? And they next to the poles. They work on a pole. So it's kind of cute and fun what's going on up on that stage. But we got 5 minutes left. And when I say within 5 minutes, we got 5 minutes of silliness going on. And I'm telling you, it's just like wow, wow, and wow, because we're having so much fun today. Oh, I see they got a lot of bondage tape on this chick walking around from the dungeon. And they got the Def Leppard Pour Sugar on me playing. So you know that this is one of those things where how do I compete with music? Do I sit here and try to yell and just be mad about it? Or do I sit here and I listen to the music and I say, hey, y'all need to be here? That's all I can say. You guys need to be here because this is what we're going on. And if you're not here with us, then we've got, you know, all the nonsense. You know, we've got so much stuff going on right now. We're down to our last 5 minutes on the air. And it's just like, wow, what are we going to do? All I can say is that I hope you enjoy these last 5 minutes of the show because these are the 5 minutes that we're having fun with. And that here I go competing with the music. I told you guys I compete all day long with this music. And it's one of those things where when you're competing with it and competing with it, it's just crazy and wild. And all I can say is, wow, 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 because Rubber Doll got on pink. I swear she got on these, all this pink and acting silly and got it going on. So, you know, I got bullets bouncing on the table in front of me, and I can tell you that it's so much fun. And I guess the young lady who was up on stage dancing with Evan Stone, I guess she got that picture she wanted. And Evan is still up there, and he's doing his thing, and we got people walking around, and everybody's kind of enjoying what's going on today and acting a little silly. But we're going to have so much fun. We got 4 minutes left on the air with you today. And all I can tell you is I want to thank you guys for bearing with me for these past 3 days because this is, you know, once every 4 or 5 months when we come to Exotica, or we don't really broadcast from AVN, but we come from Exotica, and we have so much fun when we come here. So we always say, welcome to our world, and come chill and play with us. Remember, I will be in Detroit doing, that's how to have a threesome with our third person seminar on October 26th at the Embassy Suites in Southfield, Michigan. And when we go to that, we're going to be acting a straight up fucking fool. That's right. When I say a straight up fool, I mean straight up fool. If you don't know how to have a threesome with our third person, this is the seminar you need to come to, because we're going to do that and we're going to have fun with it. One of the things, we're going to be bringing up the bees. I'm going to start for the people here at Exotica soon, and they'll get a chance to see how much these products normally cost on our website. And we're going to let them know how much fun we're having here, and we're going to thank them for just, when I say thank them, for being nice to us and being courteous and for supporting us. This is our first time here, and I can tell you, being here for the first time is something that, it's an experience. It's a real experience to be here and to have so much fun. And all I can say is, when we were talking about 2 minutes left, watching Rubber Doll get her pictures taken, you know, preparing for some things, you know, it's like, how does she keep this smile on her face 24/7? And when I say she's here hunting, some of the people, some of the adult stars haven't even shown up yet. When I say they haven't shown up yet, they haven't even made it up in here. We're on the last day, and she's up here with a big-ass smile on her face and just talking to the fans, and that's why she's Rubber Doll, and that's why she's one of the most popular bitches up in here, because she's making sure that the fans and everybody knows that she's here, and she's being nice to them. Like I said, all you could do is say, hey, what's going on, because it is Rubber Doll, and she's doing what she does best, just having fun. Wow. I've been with you guys for 45 minutes. It doesn't even seem like it's been 45 minutes, but I can tell you I have enjoyed myself. Again, big shout out to Exotica, you know, Adrian from Exotica, who I think I'm not going to say his title because I'd be done messing it up, but big shout out to Adrian and entire Exotica crew to, you know, for allowing me to talk, not only to come, but to have me do a seminar. You know, doing that seminar on Friday was fun, and we had a ball doing it. Getting a chance to talk to people and let them know that we're here and having Tata Beauty out here and just letting everybody know that this is our first time here. And I have to say a big, big thank you and say, you guys, I'm going to talk to you on Tuesday. I may come back tomorrow. Keep your eye out and talk to you later, Bobby. Bye.